The High Council grows restless, the Vice Minister blurted, then continued at a breathless pace. The hierarchs are impotent. The dilemmas on which they made their ascent well settled. This is no longer an age of doubt, Minister, and those with any sense know this is your doing above all others.
Fortitude stayed his hand. The youth had made a valid point. Ages of doubt, such as the present, were about dealing with the fallout of previous chaotic periods. In this case, the 39th Age of Conflict, that which had encompassed the Ungor Rebellion and seen Fortitude's promotion to minister. His efforts to properly redistribute technology in the wake of that crisis had indeed done much to diffuse new grievances. And while Fortitude was largely immune to flattery, he was again impressed by the Vice Minister's nerve. Tranquility had just ranked Fortitude's achievements above the hierarchs, the three Sanshum elected to lead the High Council. These were the most powerful creatures in the Covenant, and calling them weak and worthless was a dangerous proclamation. Fortitude pulled back his finger, suddenly fascinated by what the Vice Minister might next propose. Though, in retrospect, he should have known.
We find ourselves at the dawning of a new age of reclamation, the Vice Minister coaxed his chair around the glyph. You are the one to lead us through it, and I, by merit of my current discretion and pledge of steadfast devotion henceforth, humbly request to sit by your side.
Tranquility stopped his chair directly before the minister's, bowed deeply at the waist, and spread wide his arms.
To assume with you the mantle of Hierarch.
And there it was, Fortitude thought, absolutely stunned. Ambition laid bare. It would not be easy to unseat the hierarchs. To keep their exalted thrones, they would resist the declaration of a new age with all the influence at their disposal. Fortitude would need to spend tremendous political capital, call in all favors owed for them to have a chance, and even then... Fortitude caught himself. Was he seriously considering the Vice Minister's proposal? Had he gone mad?
Before we do anything, he cautioned, his tongue moving of its own accord, we must be sure the illuminations are valid. I have a warship standing by, awaiting your approval to...
Fortitude pulled back as if stung.
You have brought the Sangheili into this?
His head began to throb, beating with panicked pain. If the Sangheili took possession of the reliquary, who knew how that might upset the status quo? Again, his finger shot toward his throne's alarm. But the Vice Minister jerked forward in his seat and countered in a firm tone.
No, I have enlisted other witnesses, creatures that have proven themselves both loyal and discreet.
Fortitude scowled into the Vice Minister's eyes. He sought a glimmer of trustworthiness, something that might help him step more confidently down a new and treacherous path. But the Vice Minister's stare was all eagerness and cunning, honesty of a different sort. The minister brought his hovering finger down on a different switch. His T's stasis field collapsed in a silver flash, vaporizing the liquid inside.
What of the ship that registered the illumination? Lost. It had a mixed crew, Kigyar and Ungoy.
Tranquility pursed his lips in an indifferent pout.
I suspect mutiny.
Tell those you have enlisted that if there are survivors, and if they have stolen from the reliquary, they are to be executed on the spot. Fortitude pulled thoughtfully at his waddle.
Otherwise, they shall remain in protective custody. The reliquary was their find. They deserve some small reward.
Tranquility spread a hand on his chest and bowed his head.
It shall be done.
At that moment, the cleric's prescription finally took hold of Fortitude's headache. The minister closed his eyes, enjoying the rapid subjugation of his pain. He smiled with relief, an expression he knew the younger Sanshum would misinterpret as an indication of some great and budding camaraderie.
A reliquary such as this has not been seen in our lifetimes, Tranquility said. Each of its holy objects is a blessing for true believers.
Fortitude sank deep into the crimson cushions of his chair.
A blessing?
He wasn't so sure. As minister, he looked with dread on the nightmarish negotiations required to distribute thousands of new relics. But as hierarch, he could distribute the relics however he thought would best benefit the Covenant. Fortitude licked a minty sheen from his lips, still tingling from the field, and none would have the power to alter his decisions.